The Court of King's bench trial of a man accused of killing a co-worker at the Sun Dree McDonald's restaurant in July 2022 has been adjourned after a week of testimony. Soleimane Elbetta, 28, faces a first-degree murder charge in the death of Josh Burns, 19. He has pleaded not guilty to the charge. His judge-only trial before Justice Glenn Pullman began on February 26 in Calgary. Elbetta has admitted killing Burns early on the morning of July 4, 2022 as the two men worked inside the Sun Dree McDonald's restaurant. In an agreed statement of facts presented to the court, Elbetta admitted he struck Burns in the neck with a 17-inch machete he had brought into the facility moments earlier. Burns died at the scene and Elbetta was arrested near the restaurant several hours later. Elbetta's lawyer, Pavel Milcherek, is making a not criminally responsible, NCR, defense. On February 27, Elbetta reportedly testified, "I acknowledge I killed somebody and believe that happened. I was going through some struggles." Elbetta said he was hearing demons at the time of the attack. "I'm a threat to them," he testified. "Unfortunately, they got Josh. I see it in the eyes of Josh. Demons are making problems." On Thursday, psychiatrist Dr. Cynthia Baxter reportedly testified that Elbetta suffered delusions and hallucinations that caused him to believe demons were controlling him. She diagnosed Elbetta as suffering from schizophrenia. Justice Pullman has granted Crown Prosecutor Vince Pingitori an adjournment so he can consult with a second psychiatrist before cross-examining Baxter. The case will be back in court on March 22 to set a date for the trial to resume. Prosecutor Vince Pingitori told Justice Pullman that the Crown psychiatrist who assessed Elbetta has come down with a serious medical issue, making it necessary for another assessment to be conducted by a different psychiatrist. Pingitori asked the justice to adjourn the trial so a follow-up assessment of Elbetta can be made. Justice Pullman granted that adjournment on February 29. A date for the trial to continue will be set once that evaluation has been completed. Elbetta has remained in custody since being arrested on July 4, 2022.